May those hands feel his presence, feel his anointing. Says it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. Jesus is here. Right in the midst of us. Call his name, whisper his name. Jesus. Of the Holy Ghost. Father, let your hand touch someone here today. Let your power touch someone here today. Let your grace flow here today. Let your grace be released on someone here today. Let today become a defining moment, a change of story. Father, take absolute control. Deliver this man and this woman from the yoke of Satan, the chains of hell. Something is breaking. 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 Shiva gada yada yake se tela la bara dada hazara. Let us seke pere de si la dada dada. A pressure is leaving. Pressure is leaving. Depression is leaving. Affliction is leaving. The agenda of hell is breaking. Now. Diverse encounters coming out of the graves, out of the pit. What my Father in heaven has not planted in your body is being melted off right now. Lift your hands up. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered. Hallelujah. I am. I see breakthroughs in the atmosphere. Can you give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise? Somebody's prison just opened and he stepped out of a prison. Somebody's grave just opened and he stepped out of a grave. A mountain just disappeared. Mountain in form of a growth, like a breast lump, like a hernia, just disappeared. Somebody's door just opened. Somebody's ear just opened. And the ear that is not hearing just opened. If something happened to you just now, we'll just use 5, 6, 7 minutes to find out what happened to this encounter. I am satisfied in Jesus. I am satisfied in Him. My faith in Him will never fail. Mashaka.
I'm satisfied in Jesus. I'm satisfied.
youth on fire. You should have wanted me to wear jeans like you. Next time, warn me. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
This is Brother Elijah. He said his life has been stagnated physically, but at the shout of I receive, he said he fell under power and saw a mighty door open. And he believes that's a breakthrough.
Everyone who is a victim of closed doors, your doors are opening right now. In the name of Jesus, open completely in Jesus' name.
Sister Lillian says she has had this boil on the left armpit, and also for that lasted for 3 weeks now. Also, her left ear had been deafed, but at the shout of I received today, the ear popped open, the boil also dissolved. And
give the Lord a big clap of hand. Every condition of closed doors around you is over forever in the name of Jesus, and every mountain dissolves now.
Brother David said, at the shout of I receive, he saw an encounter where the sun was approaching the earth and turned to fire. And anything the sun touched became gold. And there, right there, he received an instruction. He said, this is the season of sowing and reaping. There is nobody that is too poor to give. And that whatever that will not cost you, that you give to God that does not cost you, is not worth giving at all. And
congratulations. Get ready. We are in a season of unusual financial resources. Jesus' name. It's a season of great abundance. Yes.
Sir, our sister said, while the choir was ministering, I've laid my life down as a sacrifice. The Lord opened her eyes and she saw water flowing from the altar. And people came lying on the altar. And the water was flowing over them. And a hand came, was removing dirty garments from them. And sir, you keep repeating that we are going to be experiencing an unprecedented amount of wealth. He said at that golden rail there, he began to see liquid gold flow out and was flowing to the congregation. And you stood and began to minister. You are no longer wearing red, but a white apparel and a white aura upon you, and you were releasing words of healing.
How many of you are receiving your own supernatural supply? Unusual wealth, unusual resources coming upon the church for this end time evangelization. Receive yours in the name of Jesus.
Sister Mary says she came to church this morning panting and fearing because of the dream she had early this morning, that a madman was pursuing them in their house. As the ministration was going on, she saw a man chained and taken away from her.
Congratulations. Every demonic spirit after your life, today is your end. Jesus' name. Amen.
So this gentleman said he served his master for 17 years and was not settled. In the midst of that ministration, he said God opened his eyes and he saw the senior pastor handing over to him some currency and told him this is for a settlement, wearing the same apparel.
Stretch your hands. Everything that is yours that has been denied you, today I declare the release of all that is yours. Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Our sister says she's been married for 6 years, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. She's pregnant now 11 months, but each time she went to the hospital for tests, they would check and say, there is no baby. Once she goes home, movements, baby movements, that she was in labor a couple of weeks ago, and all of a sudden it fizzled out. But in the midst of the administration this morning, she saw someone dressed in white apparel, took her to a woman, and told her, whatever belongs to this woman, hand it over to her.
Hey! Everywhere they have kept what is yours, I declare right now the release of what is yours. Go and bring forth your children. Everywhere they have kept what belongs to you, I declare the immediate release of them now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise and the honor. In the course of this service, we shall take more testimonies, as many as come. But for the rest of us, we can just return back. Thank you, Father. Who? What happened?
So amazing here. This is Sister Favor. She said since birth, a black image like a man visits her, telling her lies and troubling her at night. She said, in the heat of the ministration, while we were praying, she said, this man suddenly left her out of fear. And she believes now that she's okay, she's feeling comfortable and fine.
Can we stand up on our feet, everybody? Place your hand on yourself and say after me, say today, in the name of Jesus, every stranger around my life, around my destiny. Today is your end. You have no place in my life. Oh, you stranger, in the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, go! Get out of my body, get out. Go, 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 go! I receive my freedom, I receive my liberty, I receive my deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Father, we give you the praise. I welcome you to our month of overflowing grace and glory through God-like character, through the character of God. This morning, we shall be quickly looking at the subject of the godly way of the blessing. This is part two. The godly way of the blessing. We have as an objective understanding the godly way of the blessing. Which means that there is a way in which people arrive at resources or what they call blessing in quote that is not godly. And like you know, we are in the season where God is about to massively empower the church, his people, with the kind of resources we have not seen before. The end time move of the Holy Spirit is going to usher us into the kind of the move of God, such as we have never experienced before. In the same manner, we are going to see. A man told me the other day, he said, while listening to one of our messages, he heard the voice 2 days ago from his phone that was not ringing. And it was my voice, the voice of his pastor, that said to him from his phone, go to your car now. Go to your car now. And he rushed immediately to his car, only to find a man attempting to steal the car. The man sighting him jumped up on a nearby motorcycle and fled. Already accessing the car, trying to open the door and move. And he heard the voice out of his phone, go to your car now. We shall be experiencing such dimensions of inexplicable supernatural operations. And as it is happening in the dimensions of physical and other miracles, it will happen in the realm of finances such as we haven't seen before. The man brought to me the document of the deposit of lithium that they found in this country and they have given it to him with a mining right. He said it is 35 kilometers square. That is this way 35 kilometers, this way 35 kilometers, that way 35 kilometers. So right there, lithium is one of the most demanded metals, if not the most, in the world today. Am I communicating? There are things we haven't seen yet that God is about to do in our generation. In Haggai chapter 2 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 9. It says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And then because of the silver and the gold that I'm going to use to push my agenda in this end time, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. God is set. All he wants you to do is to ensure that you are set. Proverbs 11 and in verse 11. He said, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So there is a blessing for the upright that is superior to any other kind of blessing. There is a blessing for the upright. And there is a blessing for the godly. Question is, what is or what are the godly ways to the blessing? You, seated here, watching on the internet, the satellite, or across our locations all over the world, what do you do to access the blessing of God in the godly way? Number one, give unto God what belongs to Him. Give unto God what belongs to Him. Matthew chapter 22 verse 21, Matthew 22 and in verse 21, they say unto him, Caesar, then he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. They came to ask him about the payment of tax. And he told them, he said, whose image, whose superscription, or whose inscription is on this coin? He says, Caesar's. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. What does that mean? Pay your tax and pay your tithe. What belongs to Caesar, the tax. What belongs to God, his tithe. In Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 18. Genesis 14 and in verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Go ahead, verse 19. And he blessed him and said, bless the Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into your hand. And he gave him the tithe of all. Why should you pay your tithe? First, the practice of the covenant of giving to God delivers your enemies into your hands. You don't have who to call an enemy. Delivers your enemies into your hands. Second, when God's portion is given to him, man's portion becomes profitable in his hands. When God's portion is given to him, man's portion becomes profitable in man's hand. When you give God what is due to God, what is left in your hands becomes useful. There are many people who have not been able to see the use of what they kept, because they haven't given to God what belongs to him. I said in the first service that the Jewish nation, they are some of the most successful nations on the earth. Some of the most profitable nations of the earth. Some of the world's greatest billionaires are Jewish people, because their fathers taught them the tithe. They taught their children the tithe. They almost have an unfinishable resources. J.D. Rockefeller, first dollar billionaire in America, started tithing from the dollar. He's long dead, but his wealth is still there. Give to God what belongs to him. Number two, be a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. Invest in people, the less privileged. In Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17, the Bible says, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, And that which he has given, will he pay him again? Giving to the poor is lending unto the Lord. Psalm 72, verse 4 all the way to verse 15, is a psalm of regarding Solomon. See what he said. If you look at the title of the psalm, it's the Psalm of Solomon. He said, concerning Solomon, he shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy. He shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish. An abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea. He's talking about King Solomon. And from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemy shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish of the isle shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba, you remember the queen of Sheba, and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. Why? For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth. The poor also, and him that has no helper, he shall deliver them. He shall spare the poor and the needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba, because of how he helped the poor. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. Success is not success until people are made to succeed from your success. Say that again. Success is not success until people are made to succeed from your success. The purpose of riches is outreach. The purpose of riches is outreach. Riches without outreach equals wretchedness. The purpose of riches is outreach. Riches without outreach is wretchedness. Prosperity without generosity is calamity. It's money misroad. You are not raised until somebody is raised. You are not rich until somebody is rich from riches. You are not made until somebody is made from your making. Today, if I am going to go for a program and I'm not able to go for any reason, I have at least nothing less than 100 people or more who will be able to stand anywhere, hold a microphone and deliver solidly. Both within the commission and from around the commission. Because I have made up my mind to hold nothing back that God has given to me. Because I know that my multiplication happens in my release. Say it again. My multiplication happens from my distribution. Am I communicating at all? There was something I said in the first service. That what you do to those who are lower than you, can you place it on the screen for me? Determines what the one who is higher than you will do to you. Media, do you remember that phrase? If you don't, I'll read it out again. What you do with those lower than you is what determines what the one who is higher than you will do with you. What you do with those who are lower than you determines what the one who is higher than you will do with you. Let me say this and move to the next point. Loving and giving to others is the nature of God. And the nature of God is the climate of the blessing. Loving and giving to others, especially those lower than you, generally, is the nature of God. For God so loved the world and he gave. And the nature of God is the climate of the blessing. Because when God made man, God blessed them. God made man in his image, so he blessed them. He made man in his image, so he blessed them. When you act like God, you must live like God. God does not beg for the blessing. He lives in the realm of the blessing. Somebody say a loud amen. What you do with those lower than you determines what the one who is higher than you will do with you. We have gone to crusades before. And we're able to have maybe 3 private flights, not commercial, 3, for the sake of those who went to the crusade with us. Senior pastor and senior pastor's wife will not even need a full 1 flight. But here you are, drummers are inside, instrumental, saxophonist is right there, usher is there. For one of the trips, or one or two of the trips, here you have everybody is there. Nobody knew who was who. We have traveled from here out of the country before. Everybody received the same reception. Countries where we went were received in some places with a presidential reception. Everybody stayed in the same place. Am I communicating? There is nothing we have received. We have. That we have not received. I said in the first service, domestic staff's children are going to the same school with your own children, my own children, entering the same vehicle, taking them to the same school. And the best of it is that those domestic staffs are not paying the school fees because they won't be able to pay. We are paying it for them. One of those staff, they was no longer a staff or directly attending to us. Yet the school fees had to continue because it's not possible for that child to the children to drop out of the school and go to another school. It's not possible. It had to continue. Am I communicating? So don't be shocked when you see God help and lift people. You don't understand the glory until you know the story. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I wrote a little book many years ago titled The Story of the Glory. You don't understand the glory until you know the story. This is very, very important. This is very, very, my wife is my witness. In our big house in town, when the food is set on the table, first question I will ask is, has everybody in the house eaten? That is everybody. Have people been served? They say, oh no, they will soon be served. And you think the food will have taste in my mouth? How can? It's not pretending. I feel like an oppressor. Eating where those around have not eaten. It's not possible. The food can't cross the mouth. Inside the car we are moving and I'm hungry and I'm about to eat breakfast about 3 p.m. It's a snack and we are driving somewhere. The one consistent question I will ask, consistent. Driver, have you eaten today? He says, oh yes, I have eaten breakfast. I ate since 10 a.m. or since 9 a.m. All right, I'm about to eat my own. Am I allowed? Oh yes? I don't want the smell of the food to oppress you. And he said, yeah, yes, I have eaten. If mommy is there at times, you say, they have overeaten, sir. You can go ahead. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is no future for any oppressor. He may have money today, but he will be mourning tomorrow. Did you hear what I just said? He may have money today, but he will be mourning tomorrow. There is no future for any oppressor. There is no future, no future, no future for any oppressor. No future for any oppressor. If the people around you are not happy, your destiny will not happen. Take your seat. I'll read that to you just now. Please. Be a blessing to your world. Number three, be good. That is nice to your employees and labor force. People who work for you. People who serve you. Be nice to your employees. Be nice to your labor force. Don't maltreat people who work for you. Don't maltreat your workmen. Don't speak roughly, arrogantly, and insultingly and wickedly to people who work with you. There are some workplaces, if you give me 1 million, I won't work there. 1 billion, I can't work there. Right? Come here, look, you with your big head. If I didn't employ you, who would have employed you? That's the talking of a wicked money misroad. Am I communicating at all? Be nice to your employees. Don't speak roughly, arrogantly, wickedly to the people. Because if you are standing on the stool, it is God who placed you on top. If you misbehave, he will knock it from under you. If God gets tired of your pride and of your arrogance and of your ostentation and braggadociousness and make you behave as if you own the whole world, he just knocks the stool out of you. I saw one arrogant man. Very arrogant, very brash. Talking in millions of dollars and billions of naira. Can go anywhere with his private jet anytime. But very, very arrogant. Doesn't value anybody because he has money. I encountered him once and I vowed never to encounter him another time. I didn't look for him, he looked for me. Very arrogant, very braggadocious. Suddenly the owner of the stool knocked it. Tiny sickness. Arranged to the hospital like chicken. Rest of it is history. No amount of million could rescue. It's an eternity now. What do you have that you have not received? The breath in your nose, how much do you buy it? The oxygen in your, the blood in your blood vessel, how much did you pay for it? That you are behaving as if other people are not human beings. Calm down. Calm all the way down. It's God speaking to somebody here at all? Just calm down. You don't talk roughly to people. You don't behave arrogantly as if your energy, your power, your might and everything brought you. I mean, no matter what you are and what you do, there is somebody better than you. I am not here because I fasted more than everybody. There's somebody who fasted more than me. There is somebody who may have prayed more than me. There's somebody who had followed God maybe longer than me. And is not here where we are. Because it's not of him that we let or run it. It's of God who showed mercy. So maybe as well as God, things are happening now. If they show you now, you see locations everywhere, all across the country. And somebody stands up and say, what can he do that I cannot do? Let me do my own. You just eat dry coconut for nothing. Because it's not by power, it's not by might. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord. If God puts you on a motorcycle, on a bicycle, he can make you overtake an aircraft that a man is flying. And once you know that it is all by grace and by mercy, calm down. Just calm down. Once in a while, my schoolmate, university mate, secondary schoolmate, primary schoolmate, has asked me, my children are about to go to school. I don't know how to. I say, wow, your children cannot go to school? Not when we are alive. Where are you? We're in school together. And your children can't go to school? No way. They have gone to school. Send me the bill. Do you know what I'm doing? Why am I not the one asking for money? If not for God, why am I not the one asking for my children's school fees from somebody? If not for God. Aside from God, I could have been the one. Since God has made me not to be the one, anyone who is in that position must be deleted. It is my appreciation to God doing it and not looking down and shouting and, really, so why are you troubling me all the time? Doing that. One of my classmates met me. He was almost 49 already. Not yet married. I said, what's happening? He said, well, I has not been able to marry. I said, what is the real situation? He said, I've tried my best. He read the prophet in our course. But for one reason or the other, life has not been very fair to him. Oh, I don't know. So what is the main challenge? I mean, I'm battling. But basically, I need money. I said, calculate the bill for marriage. How much will it cost from now, beginning to the end? Well, I want you to get money and marry by yourself, if possible. But his situation was so unique. I wired all the money to him. Next thing I saw, he brought his wife. Say, thank you, this is my wife. I have children that are almost to the age of getting married. My classmate hasn't married for the first time. No way. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If I were you today, you will, out of appreciation to God, anywhere we have behaved against other people, as if we own their lives. That's why I see some people. I've seen some very influential and rich people in our nation and generation. They go up there and knock every other person down. I'm sure you have seen that. Say, I must be the most influential man from my community. Nobody should near me. What a yeshua's mind. Is it not to your glory? If your age mate, your contemporary comes and they are positioned around you, and then everybody knows that this man is here and he pulled this one up. He pulled that one up. Most of them are very miserable human beings now. Permanently under pressure. You will make it. God is going to rise you up. And you are going to be very, very, very big. If God is speaking to you, shout the loudest, amen. The loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You know what happened? I have another classmate that I saw very stranded. And I said, what's the challenge? When he told me what was his challenge, as I assisted him, you know what he did? He looked for our church in that location and went to foundation class. That action preached more than any preaching. He went straight, started foundation class, and went through. You will make it. Say a louder amen. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 14 and 15, let's read that. Time is racing. It said, thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy. Somebody working for you. Somebody on your employment. Somebody you have contracted something to do. Whether he be of thy brethren or of strangers that are in your land within your gates. At his day, you shall give him his hire. When you say this is when the salary is to be paid, or this is when your money is to be given you, you shall give him his hire. Please place it back there. Don't let the sun go down on it. Because he is poor, he sets his heart upon it. Or else he will cry against you unto the Lord. And it will be seen against you, and God will deal with you. Lord, oh Lord, this man said, he's going to pay me today. He has not paid me today. It's 1 week now. It's 2 weeks now. It's 3 weeks now. It's 4 weeks now. I'm under pressure. I don't even have money in my family. I don't know what to do. Father, please judge. Judge between this case. So when he cries, I will hear. Father, it is 3 months now. This man has not paid us money. I don't understand the mentality why somebody will work for 30 days. Month number 2 is going and the salary of last month has not been paid. You are not qualified to employ anybody. Do all your work yourself. You are not qualified to employ anybody. One day, I was praying for someone, big person who had problem. And one of the staff came to me and said, the boss has challenges and they are trusting the Lord for intervention. That's big person, billions, all manner of transactions, oil and so on. He said, but the problem of this, our guy, is that he doesn't pay us 3 months, no salary. You have money. You are making millions. Yet those who are to give 150,000 a month, 300,000 a month, you can't give them. What a heart. How should they survive? To steal? So, God, they are going like that. All of a sudden, God said, enough is enough. Bam! Cut off. Times everything crashes to zero. For some of them, their children inherit their wealth. That wealth cannot last 1 year. It can't last 1 year in their hands. There is very scarce transgenerational wealth transfer in our generation. Very rare before you see. Now, Henry Ford, number 4, is on the seat there now. Henry Ford, number 1. The profit he made, the first profit he made, he shared it for all the employees. Yes. He factored the employees in profiteering. He was the one that forced the system to increase the minimum wage. He shifted up the minimum wage in his organization. until tomorrow, it is still on. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's why I said, when you see a glory, find out the story. There are people whose wealth cannot outlast them. They died under 1 year, everything died. Because of deal with this person, crookedly defraud that one, oppress your workmen, oppress everybody, because you are big and nobody can challenge you. Take me to court and see which court would. Do you understand that kind of thing? There are good people seated here, and God will put big money in your hands. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. There are good people seated here, and God will put big money in your hands. James chapter 5 verse 4, he said, behold, the hire of the laborers, those who reap down your fields, whose money you have kept back by fraud, is crying. And the cries of them which have reaped, who have worked for you, their cries have entered the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Their cries have entered the ears of God. Don't let the cry of any workman enter the ear of God, because it will work against you. Number 4, do not add to your resources what belongs to another. Don't add to your resources what belongs to another. Don't divert the resources of another person into your own hands. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 38 and 40, you see the story of Jacob. He said, these 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts, I have brought on, not unto thee. I bear the loss. What Jacob was saying to Laban, I have not eaten out of your flock what you did not give me. I didn't eat what was not given to me. I didn't eat it. Because of time. They traveled with you abroad, your employees, or rather your subordinates from the government office. And they gave you, I don't know how much they will give, but maybe, let's say $100 per day or whatever. And you did 10 days or what, how many days? And when you return back, you gave them $40 per day and kept 60 to yourself, times 10 staff that travel with you to America or everywhere. You kept back their money. What belongs to another, you added it to yourself. You and your friend did business. He entrusted you with the business. And then, because he didn't know exactly what you were doing, you cornered some amount and declared the rest. And he believed. Listen. What God has not given to you is not a blessing, it's a curse. Is that the attempt of the sound to say amen? Hey, hear this. Anything God did not say, this is yours. You didn't get by favor. You didn't get by labor. You didn't get by wisdom, the wisdom of God. You didn't get by energy, strength. But you got any other way. You got it. It is not a blessing. You just got a curse. Am I communicating? You know how Gehazi got leprosy for himself, and Achan got death for himself. That is how come I hear that in some, let's say, restaurant, some operators who serve there bought their own food, raw food, and that was what they cooked and sold, and kept the money while still on salary from the organization and the money of the overall person. All manner of operations. It does not increase you. It does not increase you. It's not a blessing. Anything, property, resources, belonging to another that you are usurping, has not come to add to you. It has come to diminish you. Please learn. You doubt me, ask Achan, ask Gehazi. It does not increase you. Adam and Eve ate what God didn't give them. They lost what they had originally. It became a curse. Number 5. Be faithful in another man's business. You want God to bless you? Be faithful in another man's interest. Be faithful. Genesis chapter 39, verse 5 to verse 6. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not all he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Be faithful in another man's business. I have had little experience growing up as a child. One day, young boy, I was assisting someone who was doing a business, an old person, older person, a particular business, a selling of something. And one day, in a particular place, I was overpaid. That is, let's say they had to pay you 15 naira and they paid you 25 naira. I counted the money, the more I counted, the more confused I got. This is meant to be 50. Why is it 25? I went to the owner of the business. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. I think that we were overpaid. This is 25 instead of 15. I'm using a word. I said, look at you. What are you talking about? Bring the money. Bring it. That is good luck. I was a boy like 12 or 13 years. I was helpless. I didn't know what to do. There's no way I can go and tell the person that overpaid without returning the money. And this is the owner of the business, collected the money and went his way. He pained me from then. That man died a pauper. Pauper. Not one naira. Pauper. Be faithful in that which is another man's. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Whatever. Now, and this is for employees now. For staff. Even contemporaries. Walk somebody's walk as if it is your walk. Behave as if your august business is your business. Because life is a seed. Don't give your best only when they are watching. Life is a seed. And I've actually realized that nobody works for another person. Everybody is working for their future. That's why there are not many successful people on earth today. Because faithful people are scarce. When they are given the opportunity to do something, they are just very, very scarce.
Proverbs 28 and in verse 20. It is only the faithful man that will abound with the blessing. But he that maketh haste to be rich cannot be innocent. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. Is God speaking to anybody at all? Give the task you have been given by anybody. Give it the best you have got. If you are to do your own, it wouldn't have been different from the same energy you are releasing for this one. Then you become qualified to be successful. I've followed this principle all my life. You gave me 5 minutes to give a prayer, to lead a prayer. I will prepare within that 5 minutes like I am preparing for hours. Papa Oyedepo will summon me. The other time I was given the privilege to be on the board of the Covenant University Board of Regents, like the Senate. And I was on that board. Every time it was time for board meeting, I will prepare like I was preparing for exam. Because I can't sit there and say nothing and do nothing. I was ransacking Regents University, Oxford University, Harvard, Cambridge. What were the things that made those universities successful? So that this one can be successful too. That the GO said, they are going to be in Bielsa for Light Up Crusade. He wants me to be there with him. I am there already, sir. He wants me to be with him in Nasarawa State, Lafayette. I am there already, sir. I should be there in my degree. In fact, I have been there since. Are you following what I'm saying here today? I'm there since. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to prepare. I'm going to step there. I'm going to deploy. There is nothing less. Nothing like this is no. How you carry what belongs to another will determine how God will carry your destiny. Did you hear what I just said? Seen somebody with mask in Lagos. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Is anybody getting anything here at all? Listen to this. Luke chapter 16, verse 12. I'd like you to listen to it carefully. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you what is your own? Who shall give you what is your own? The summary is your faithfulness in that which is another man's determines your entrustment with that which is yours. Your faithfulness in that which is another man's determines your entrustment with what is yours. How faithful you are in that which belongs to another. Someone say amen. Finally this morning, avoid the way of crookedness. Fraud. Crookedness and fraudulence. Avoid that way. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 11. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and couldn't hatch them, so is he that getteth riches and not by right. He shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end he shall be a fool. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. This is the counsel. Avoid dishonest, deceptive, untruthful transactions. Avoid them. Dishonest, untruthful deceptive. Listen, don't forget this. Whatever you compromise to get, you will need to compromise to keep. Whatever you got by crookedness, you have to keep by crookedness. What you compromise to get, you must compromise to keep. And what you compromise to keep cannot last. What you compromise to get cannot last. Somebody demanded that you sleep with them before you got a job. Don't think that the sleeping will end after you got the job. Did you hear what I said? It cannot end. That getting of the job was a foundation. Somebody asked that you bribe them before you got a job. After that bribery, other compromises will happen in the course of, it will happen along the line. Somebody say amen. Just avoid it. Avoid it. Avoid it. This way is a sure way. Job followed the way. And he was the richest man in the East. Job chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 3. He followed the way. He was perfect. He was upright. He feared God. He spewed out evil. And he became the greatest man of all the men of the East. This is my counsel. One, follow the God way of the blessing if you want results that last. The God way of the blessing if you want results that last. Follow that God way of the blessing if you want results that last. And secondly, follow the godly way of the blessing. Manchester Central, very big. Follow the godly way of the blessing. If you want to succeed on it and make eternity in heaven, follow the godly way of the blessing. If you want to succeed on earth and make eternity in heaven. What have we said so far? Number one, give to God what belongs to Him. Number two, be a blessing to your world. Number three, be good. Be nice to your employees and labor force. In the first service, when I mentioned this point, somebody screamed there and said, "This one are for my oga." Be nice to your employees. Be good. Number four, do not add to your resources what belongs to another. Number five, be faithful in another man's business and interest. And number six, avoid the way of crookedness and fraud. That is Birmingham right there. I believe the new day is upon someone. Stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Somebody is blessed today. Somebody is arriving in that realm of unusual blessing today. Stand with the loudest shout of praise. Lift your hands, lift your voices, and let's appreciate God. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Thank Him for the word you heard. 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 We give you the praise. All the locations, everywhere you are, lift up your hands. Birmingham all the way. Manchester, everywhere. Port Harcourt Central. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Let's worship Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Would you lift up your hands and say, Father?
Father.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me today.
To me today.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To follow.
To follow.
The godly way.
The godly way.
godly ways,
of the blessing,
to access, your blessing, and to make eternity, in heaven. Help me, Lord, to follow the godly ways of the blessing, to access your blessing for me on earth, and to make eternity in heaven. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless His word in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray some prayers. I quickly, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. This is a blessing Sunday, and so we want to neutralize the curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Lift your voice and pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
I ask
that you dismantle every ancestral, generational,
witchcraft,
or cultic curse working against my life and destiny in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you dismantle every ancestral, generational, witchcraft, and cultic curse working against my life and destiny in this season. Dismantle them. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Dismantle the ancestral, dismantle the generational, dismantle the occultic, dismantle Marshall. In Jesus' precious name, Luke chapter 10 and in verse 19, it said, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your hands and say, Father, today I take authority. We take authority over every satanic reprisals and counterattacks of your good works in our midst. We declare them destroyed by the power of your Spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we take authority over every satanic reprisals and counterattacks of your good works in our midst. We declare them destroyed by the power of your Spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Precious name. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 2. None of us shall be a victim of strange disease or premature death. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free
from the law of sin and death. Say after me, say Lord.
Lord.
Say Father.
Lord.
We ask
for
the free and abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis, neutralizing the agenda and presence of the spirit of strange disease or premature death and miss your people. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say Father,
we
ask for the free and abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis, neutralizing the agenda and presence of the spirit of strange disease of premature death among your people. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. We are for the free and abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis to neutralize the agenda and presence of the spirit of strange disease of premature death amidst your people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask for the free and the abundant flow of the spirit of life among your people in dunamis and neutralize the agenda and the presence of the spirit of strange disease of premature death among your people. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Every construction has a foundation. And when you can read the foundation, you can dismantle the construction. The foundation of oppression in our nation must be dismantled. That demonic foundation that makes a set of people believe that they erroneously own the country, let it scatter and die forever. Lift your voice as with Lamentation chapter 3 verse 37, the Bible says, who is he that saith it, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Say after me, say Father,
Father,
we ask
that
you will dismantle
every structure
of generational
oppression,
captivity,
and
retrogression
established
from the foundation
of our nation.
We decree
that
they be completely
destroyed
and eliminated.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, say Father,
we
ask
that
you will dismantle
every structure
of generational
oppression,
captivity,
and
retrogression
established
from the
foundation
of our nation.
We
decree
that
they be completely
destroyed
and
eliminated.
Oh Lord,
in the
name of Jesus,
open
your mouth and
pray.
We ask, Lord, that you will dismantle every structure of generational oppression, structure of captivity, structure of retrogression established from the foundation of our nation. We decree that it be completely destroyed by the and eliminated by the power of your spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Finally, add this prayer and say, Father,
Father,
I take authority.
I take authority.
Say it louder, Father,
Father,
I take authority over every spirit
and spell
of bad will,
bitterness,
envy,
jealousy
against my life.
Every altar
of witchcraft,
bitterness,
bad will,
envy,
jealousy
erected
against my life,
against my
family,
against
my destiny,
against
the church
of
Jesus Christ
in
Nigeria,
against
this church.
Dunamis,
oh
you
all, in the name of Jesus, catch fire,
fire,
pray, you generational altar, you are set on fire, you are set on fire, you are destroyed. I'm not seeing. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give him the praise and the honor. Give him the adoration. Something just happened. Something just happened. Something just happened.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Chemba, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Chemba.
Sing Yeshua.
Is about to be declared any moment, but right now, everywhere you are this moment, before the blessing can fully be released upon you, you need to give your life to Jesus and have your sins forgiven. And I need you to pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, everywhere you are, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me my sins and come into my life today. Change my life, Lord, in Jesus' name. All those who pray that prayer quickly, pick your Bibles and your bags and rush forward. Sing that same song. I give you the count of 10. Quickly, come forward one. Come with your Bibles and your bags. Quickly, come forward.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Saying to me, Pastor, I am bound by smoking, bound by drinking, fraud, Indian hemp, cocaine, marijuana, internet fraud, gambling, and any other things that has tied your life down, prostitution, masturbation, lesbianism, whatever it is, I want to be free. I want to give you the count of 10 again to join us. The rest of us, feel free to take your seat.
and then go ahead and join us and make your ways right with Jesus right now. I give you the count of 10 again. 1.
Yeshua. Yeshua. I'm a Shia.
Your chest again and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I've come before you to ask for forgiveness of my sins. Today it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The hold of sin is broken off your life and the grace to live to God for God is released upon you. Counselors, please ensure they are part of the service so they can receive the blessing and also take their communion right out there. God bless you.